Amen.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to each and everyone this morning. Beautiful Lord's Day. The sun opened up early this morning and come shining through the blinds.
Great.
I heard a preacher say last week that some people don't get anything out of worship because they don't come prepared to worship. Have you come this morning to prepare to worship?
Amen.
Amen. He's great. Good God. He's been good to us, isn't he? Have a good week. Just blesses beyond our expectation, beyond our deservance. He has me. I know that. And so we're just so thankful. So as we come to this morning, we want to thank him and praise him and honor him. God is so good, so good. And our Lord and Savior, he's wonderful. I'm going to share with you from Psalm 32 this morning as we begin our worship service. It reads like this. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord unputteth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no gall. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest thy iniquity of my sin. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in the time when thou many mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters thou shalt come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass about me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in thy way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule, which hath no understanding, which mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle, let they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass about him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice you. Rejoice and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Let's shout a little bit this morning and rejoice in him. He's good to us.
For a hymn of worship, we're going to use number 183, first and third verse. Benny will have the prayer. Let's all stand.
Yeah.
Dear God, our gracious Heavenly Father, how good it is to be able to come to this place. And we say with David, it was really good when they said, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. And it sure is, dear God, to come together with people like faith, the people that look to you, people that are so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation he brings to us. And so we're thankful, Heavenly Father, for your blessings day by day. And you've been so good to us this past week once again. And you bless us and all the folks we see out here that are able to be back in the church house this morning and be a part of the worship service. We're so thankful for each and every one of them. We pray, Heavenly Father, as we go through our worship service, as you minister to us through the Holy Spirit, through the singing, through the preaching, through the prayers, Heavenly Father, equip us to be stronger. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be equipped to have a great and wonderful week. Help us, Heavenly Father, to follow more closely to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray your blessing upon each one present here this morning. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Now for communion hymn, we'll use 533, first and fourth verse.
Heavenly Father, again, we're just so thankful for another week you've given us, all the blessings of it. We're just thankful for this opportunity we have to come into your house to worship you in truth and spirit. Thankful, Father, for the many blessings you give us each and every day of our lives. We have the opportunity to work and earn a salary and prepare for our families. And just thankful, Father, for the 10% that we give back to you to further your kingdom here on around this earth and in this community. May we be a shining light for others to see us. Come and give us a chance to visit with us and just be glorified with the message that Brady's going to bring to us today. We're thankful for every blessing of life you give us and forgive us where we do fail. For these things we do pray in your Son's name.
Carter's going to have a birthday a couple more days. Amen. This Friday night will be our fun food and fellowship night. And we encourage you to come and be a part of that. I'm planning on being here this time. If I have to ride a bicycle. New Year. Yeah, things will be good. And I want to encourage you folks to pair up now. This doesn't have to have particularly be a man and man team. It could be a man and a woman team, however it is. And I'm hoping that Omer and I will be ready for a challenge here. I don't care who you are. We got to get that trophy away from those fellas that has it now.
Not going to happen.
They've had it too long.
Not going to happen.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Miracles still happen. We get that thing. I'm going to pray for it this week. Nah. Nah, just for you. Okay. But let me take just a minute, and this is off of our other thing, and encourage you to pray about something. You know how the drug thing is just so bad. And here we're not too far away from school again. Young people going back to school and college. And it's not going to be much better. It's not getting better. And we've got some countries that are shipping that stuff over here. Now we don't, as I've been reading a little bit about this, and we don't have, you know, wouldn't you think almost that we've got somebody, we've got a nation that's bringing coke and stuff in here and drugs, big part of them. You'd think we'd just go and bomb them. But we can't do that. You know why? Because a lot of their people is right here in the United States. And if we go over and bomb them, they're going to destroy stuff over here. As far as I can see, Congress has no answer. We have no answer to win the battle against drugs. But we need to. But here's what I'll ask you. I think here's the only answer, is if God's people will really pray. So along with your daily prayers, if you'll just take a few minutes, seconds or whatever, and pray that God will give some answer to the problem we have with the drug problem. I believe that if the church across the nation will really earnestly pray, God will give us some solution. Nobody has it now. And there's no way to really battle it right. But let's battle it with prayer, okay? Thank you. Now as we turn today to our prayer time, we still have a pretty good list. We're so thankful that God has answered prayers, and we have seen that so wonderfully. But we still have several on our prayer list we want to be concerned about, each and every one of them as far as that goes. And Marcia Combs, she was, they said she has, I don't know how you do that, she has dropped a few points or got up, went up a few points, whatever. And now she's going to be, yeah, okay, here, you can verify this for me if that's right. And so she's doing better. And of course, last week we announced, you know, that she was very bad. And so now it looks like she's got better. And maybe that's the answer to some of our prayers we talk about. You know, people's praying for people praying for this and that. Things happen. And I understand she's able to save herself now. Okay? And Tina's been staying a couple of nights every week, one night or so, with her, and other people have been with her. But praise the Lord, she's up and able to go a little bit here. So continue to pray. We see those, and for Vi and all the rest of her on our prayer list. We have so many. I mean, we're not going over all of them, but if you have some information for me, please share with me. I talked to my brother on the way out, and he's still in the hospital. He had a setback last week with the colon cancer. I told you about the colon cancer, and he was operating so forth. But they're doing some things now and got him maybe back going. But he had a couple setbacks last week and so forth, but they worked on that. And so I tried to encourage me to, hey, keep up a good spirit, you know, look for getting out there and getting going and so forth. So thank you for the prayers for him. And Betty Johnson's been added here onto our list. Is there something special we need to know about Betty Johnson?
The pastor down at Oakland, I saw him the other day, and it's his mother, and she's having blood pressure trouble. Did you understand me?
Okay. All right, thank you. And let's see. Okay, and Urshel Harrison, you folks know him, he's just back over here, kind of neighbors back over here on that deserted place they call Hilltop. No, over the Hilltop. You all know Urshel. He had a stroke. He had a stroke, but to my information, he was able to get, and they've got this medicine that get to you quick enough that they can prevent the stroke from having its effects on you. So pray for Urshel. Things work out for him, and looks like they got to him in time, and that worked out. And also last week we mentioned Vernon's sister Juanita, and she's going to be operated on this week, having surgery on the 14th. And so as Vernon told me, she's kind of a little bit afraid, kind of scared a little bit of that, and I understand that, and so forth, and people are that away. And I don't say this boastfully, but I think it's maybe it might be a little bit of encouragement. When I went in, I wasn't afraid at all, you know. I wasn't afraid either way I went. If I didn't make it, I wasn't afraid. Because, you know, I want to live, and I want to live long, and I want to, and so forth, if the Lord blesses me. But if the Lord wants to call me home, I'm ready to go. And so if you encourage people, and I wasn't afraid because I knew that there's so many prayers out there, and I don't know, if the Lord wanted me to, boy, I'd come out of there okay, and just hopping right on, and we've done that. Thank you for that. And so just encourage people, you know, to trust God. Trust God and believe in the prayers that the people were given. And you people keep praying for them. And you know, it's all right to let people know that you're praying for them. Okay, who else we got here that we want to make mention of? Ron, you're here and you doing okay? Ron's had a little bit of problems here lately, but we're praying for Ron too. Yeah. God's blessing him. That Tina, she keeps so busy. She's going to be well all the time. She don't have any problems. It's her biggest problem with Ron. No, I didn't. But pray for him. No, I say this seriously. We got Ron in our prayers, and he's had some sleep. And we're so thankful that Pauline, she's had a little relief from that. And I just think about every day when I sit down to pray and talk to God about the people, and I think about that Doodle back there has got relief from the hip, and Omer's arm healing up, and gosh, things are just happening, and it's just great, you know. And talk to God and praise him for it and thank him. You know, as I said, you know, mostly praise God for his goodness, okay? Praise God for the good things that are happening for these people. Pray for those that are in need. God knows more about it than we do. Just talk to him a little bit about it. Service people and so forth, them. Nursing homes and, again, the hospitals and nurses and doctors and so forth. Man, I tell you, just God, pray that God bless them. He does. Our church family. Just pray for each other. Gosh, I mean, think about each other every day and go up and down the list and then line up and down the pews and think about this person's got this little problem and they need help with this and praise them for what they've done for this one. It's just so great. So we come to our wonderful God. Hey, isn't it good that we can come to him like this? That we're going to come to him in prayer.
Now, for prayer hymn, we're going to use a number 485, first. Last verse, and Doodlebug will have her prayer. So then.
I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun went down. Your wonderful grace, I must say, stars in my ground. Will there be any stars, any stars in my ground? And even the sun goes down. And I wake with the blessed in the mansions of rest. Will there be any stars in my ground? Oh, what joy it will be when his face in the mansions of rest. Will there be any stars in my crown?
Father, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts for the many blessings bestowed upon us, for this wonderful day that we gather together and worship in your house. So we set this time especially down for separate those that are on the prayer list that need your healing hands. We pray that you touch their lives and the ones that many mentioned. We pray for Juanita this week that she'll have good news and things will work out there. We ask that you be with everyone in this congregation that we may grow closer to thee. Be the peace and rain this morning's message. Forgive us when we fail thee.
The invitation hymn be number 351. 351. Now this time the choir brings us.
You know what's important? Breathing. There is coming a day When no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And when I look upon his face, I forgot the words. The one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain. There'll be no parting over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Thank you very much, Michael. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. We're talking about heaven. What a wonderful day that's going to be when we all get there. I think I mentioned before, I was listening to Wendell when he was here, and he sang that song, I Want to Stroll Over Heaven With You. And I look forward to that. I want to stroll over heaven with you guys. That's great, Michael. Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, choir. Always leave out something. Tonight at 5 o'clock will be our Bible study. We're in a Book of Romans. We're going to try to finish that up in the next couple of weeks and so forth. And something else I had in mind. What was it? Bible study. Write it down, Benny. You won't forget it. Okay. Maybe it'll come to me. Something else I had in mind. There. Bible study tonight. And what else was it? Okay. We're talking about heaven. Oh, yeah. I know what it is. I was going to quit. I was going to have heaven sermons this month, but if you don't mind, and if you'd like, I've got one more I'd like to bring. I'm working on. If you do, I'll finish it. And that's how do I get to heaven? Yeah, we've talked about, you know, heaven's a place and where it's at, what we're going to do when we get there, and all that. And As I went along, I jotted down some things, and I thought that'd be good, maybe just how we're going to get there. How we're going to get there. It's all beautiful, wonderful place. How we're going to get there. So is it all right? I'll bring that next week. I'll finish that up this week. But this morning, we're going to talk, who's going to be in heaven? You know, people talk about, and people want to be, they say everybody comes an angel when they go to heaven. Well, that's not so. We've done already talked about that. And then they say, you know, everybody that obeys the Ten Commandments, they're going to be in heaven. That's not so either. And who believes in God will go to heaven. Yeah, well, the devil believes in God, and he's not going to heaven. I've got that in my sermon. And we know that. And so everyone in the Christian household is going to heaven. That's not so either. That's going to be a sad thing, because there's some going to be left out, and hopefully not all your family. But this morning we're talking about who's going Who's going to be in heaven?
I don't think I told this story here before. I might have, but if I have, you probably forgot it. It's kind of like my sermons, you know, they don't last too long. But this man and his wife died. And you know that can happen because I read just last week or last 10 days a man and his wife died within a couple hours apart. But this man died and they went to heaven. And when they got there, Peter was showing them around and they said, Peter said, now here's your mansion. Boy, it was a glorious place. And the old gentleman said, well, how much a night does it cost to stay in that? Peter said, it's free. This is heaven. It's free. It's no cost. And he took him over to the lunchroom, you know, they have. And the table was just filled with delicious food and so forth. And the old gentleman said, well, how much does it cost to eat here? Peter said, I told you, this heaven, everything's free. You don't have to pay for anything. Everything's free in heaven. And so he took him then and out the back door, and he showed him this fabulous golf course. And he said, before you ask me, there's no green fees. And he looked over, the old gentleman looked at his wife, and he said, Ethel, I could have been here 10 years sooner if it hadn't have been for you and those bran muffins. Yeah. So we've been talking about heaven so beautiful and so wonderful, and Michael's singing about it and such, and you know, we just want to be there. I want to be there, but we want to do what God wants us to do down here first. And we got to do that. But it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful place. So who's going to be in heaven? The text I get here from, the passage I use here is from Matthew 5 and 20. Reads like this. And this is what Jesus says. Jesus said, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you remember the scribes and Pharisees, they were the good people, supposedly. They were the religious people. They were the ones that expounded really the law and such. So the question is, if the scribes and the Pharisees, they're not going to make it into heaven, who's going to be in heaven? Who is going to heaven? But the greatest thing about heaven is not who's going there, the greatest thing about heaven is not concerned what is there, but who's there, really. So who is going to be in heaven? Hopefully that you are, hopefully that I am. So the question is not difficult to answer. God's going to be in heaven. He's there now. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's been in heaven ever since he rose from the grave and gave the commission to the disciples, and he ascended into heaven to the right hand of the Father. So this morning we want to consider who's going to be in heaven. After the Lord Jesus Christ comes. Now, I don't want to get in an argument with you. What about heaven and so forth. But I want to say, who's going to be in heaven after the Lord Jesus comes and the judgment is there and he lifts up his and takes him home? Who's going to be there? Who will be there? I can say very quickly, and it's no secret, only those who have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, repented of her sins, been baptized for his sins, and given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and followed after Jesus. Those people are going to be there. And all the saints of God who have died on earth, all the saints of God who have died on, all the saints of the Old Testament, all the saints of all time back, is going to be in heaven. And all the saints that died on earth is going to be in heaven. And hopefully all the saints that are living, the Lord's going to pick up and take there. Who's going to be in heaven? The Bible says some people won't make it. That's sad. No, we don't like to think about that. But Jesus says that. Jesus teaches that, tells us that, warns us about. They better be a better word. He warns us of that. And so let us consider before we get into who's going to be in heaven. Let's consider, you know, who's not going to be. I don't think that, you know, that there's going to be little tiny chummy cherubim angels sitting there playing harps and so forth. I don't believe they're going to be there. And you know, there is this thing of, I can't hardly say these big words, the universalism. Universalism. That's where they think, you know, everybody's going to go to heaven. That's not so. Some people are not going to make it, you know. Psalms 9:17, David declared, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Think about that. We got some ungodly nations. And if things don't change before the Lord comes, they will be turned into heaven. That's what the psalmist says. And so we need to be encouraged, and we need to pray about that, that they'll shape up here. Matthew 7, 13, 14, Jesus said, "Enter at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few be that enter." That tells us then that everybody's not going to be able to go to heaven. A sad thought, but that's the truth, and that's what we've got to teach, that's what we've got to preach, that's what we've got to warn people of. Jesus himself says that not everybody's going to enter heaven. He says few. And he goes on to say that the broad way, many follow that, and that's going to lead to destruction. Romans 2 and 3 and 5, Paul spoke of those who would not escape the judgment of God. Not escape the judgment of God. The Apostle Paul wrote in 6 Corinthians, and I want to share that with you, in chapter 6, the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, in verse 9. The Apostle Paul lists 11 groups of people here that's not going to make it to heaven. Now, I wish we had time. I'd like to go and talk about some of these groups that he mentions here, but you'll get the grip of it real quick. But if you really take seriously and start analyzing what these words, who are in these groups, you'll understand then what he's talking about. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit heaven? The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, or adulterers, nor effeminates." Now see, you need to understand what those words means, and hopefully that you do. If you don't, you get that verse and look them up a little bit this week. I wish we had time to explain them, so you'll know who's going there. "Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And then he goes on to tell the Corinthians, "Now, by which some of you were." Some of them were in this group. So this tells us and gives us encouragement that those people today that are in those groups, there is an opportunity for them to come out of that group. It is an opportunity for you to teach them and to encourage them and try to lead them out of them groups, because Paul says, some of you, and he's speaking to Corinthian Christians, saved people prepared for heaven. And he said, some of you were they like that, but you have been cleansed. You have been washed in the blood of the Lord. And so you now are prepared for heaven. But there's 11 groups right there. Now Paul gives two or three different groups. And this is not all. This is not all that he groups, because he gives three different groups in his epistles. And in those groups, he'll have different ones. If you notice, murder's not in there. He's got that in another one. But murders, you know, Jesus said murders won't go to hell. I mean, go to heaven. That eternal hell is waiting those unless they repent and so forth. So he says, some of you were, but you've been cleansed. So he tells us then that of that group, they will not make it. Very sad note that some people, you know, won't make it. And I got a couple more I want to show you. The devil's not going to make it. We know that. But, you know, in the book of Job, we find in chapter 1 and 2, the devil knows God. The devil knows there is a God. And there's a lot of people who knows there is a God or believes there is God. Maybe there's a lot of people that believe there is God but don't know there is God. That's a different sermon too. But the devil knows there is God, because in chapter 1 and 2 of Job, he talked to him. But he's not going, because Jesus said he's bound for hell. He's bound for the fiery, wicked place of hell. And so he's not going. Jezebel, you remember Jezebel?
When I think about, you know, doodle, I'm judging. I'm making some judgments here. But I think you said to make fair judgments. And I think, it's fair to say the devil's not going to hell. The devil's going to hell. And think about Jezebel. Boy, that wicked thing. She was the daughter of Ethbaal. And she was so wicked. She had some of the prophets of God slain. She was a wife of Ahaz. Ahab, there he has. I don't know if it's B or Z. Look at my note and see here. Where's he at? Ahab. I always get Ahab and Ahaz. You caught me one night on that. I get the Z instead of a B and a B instead of a Z. Oh, Ahab. She was a wife of Ahab. And you know what she did? She went and had this good man, Naboth. Naboth had a fine vineyard. And it was just outside the palace there that old King Ahab and Jezebel lived. And he wanted that so bad. But he couldn't get it. But this wicked old Jezebel says, "Now, honey, you just don't worry about that. I get that for you." She had Naboth killed. And she gave that or got that vineyard of Naboth's, who had inherited, and he longed for the heart. He loved it and kept it so beautiful. And he was going to pass it down to his people to inherit that thing. But she killed him, had him killed, and she turned into the crybaby husband, Ahab, and said, "It's yours now." Well, now, I tell you, and I think it's fair judgment, she's not going to make it, man. Wow. Isn't that what we read? Jesus said there in 520, the wicked's not going to get there. You know, you're going to have to be better than that. And just Belshazzar, that's another I think about when I think about who's going to be in heaven. Boy, he's not going to be there. You know what he did? He had a party, big party. Brought him in, and he was having a party, and he was drinking wine. And he said, "Go get those golden vessels that was my father got out of the temple, and they desecrated those things of God." And he died that night. He died that night. Evil people like that—they're not going to. That's the wicked, evil people. But then we get down a little closer to home, and here's Ananias and Sapphira. You remember them? Book of Acts. And what did they do? They lied. Nobody here lies. They lied. They lied to the Holy Spirit. And how do I know they're going to hell? Because they died before they could repent. It was carried out, cast out, buried out. So, Judas, one of the 12. Judas, for 3 years he walked with Jesus. With his own eyes, he saw the clearest evidence. With his ears, he heard the finest teaching. With his feet, he followed the best example. And yet this man still betrayed Jesus. And so I don't have to tell you where he probably is. Folks, here's a sad note. There are some people that appear to be close to Jesus. There are some people who have their name on church rolls. I say this very kindly. It's a kind of list again, but listen, it's a warning. They have their name on church rolls that will not be found in heaven. That's sad. To think that people would be in church and have their name on the roll, and they won't have their name on the roll in heaven. They won't have their name. Their name is not in the book of life. They'll miss it. Who's going to be in heaven? The question's not difficult. We already said that God's going to be in heaven and the Lord Jesus is going to be there in heaven since he's already ascended there. The Bible tells us there are angels going to be there. In fact, there's thousands of them, angels there. There's uncountable numbers of heavenly beings that they're serving God right now.
They're serving the Lord. They're there. Who's going to be in heaven? We've already said who's not going to be there. We've already said that God's going to be there, and that's wonderful. Good. We're going to be in the prayer. We're going to be in the very, very, very presence of God. You say, well, Brother Ben, we're in the presence of God. Yeah, we are. You know, my dear friend, I shouldn't call his name because he will be listening to this. but we had a difference in the fact, you know, that some people says, you know, God is material and he's materialistic. God's not materialistic. And he can't be in a material world, see. And materialistic things can't create material things. He's not material. What did you say? He's spirit. He's spirit. But some people think, you know, that God's walking in with us right here and so forth. And yeah, God sees us because he sees all and knows all and so forth. But there's going to be a difference when we get to heaven. You know, I feel like I'm in the presence of God right now. And so much we are. You're in the presence of God right now. But one day we're going to be, I wish I had a word for it. We're going to be in the utmost presence of God. You with me? We're going to be right there in the by the throne, and we'll see the Lord Jesus, see God. We'll be in his very presence there. So we know he's going to be there. But everyone who has genuinely trusted Christ as Lord and Savior will be there. I also think that children that die before the age of accountability, they're going to be there. I also think that people with mental limitations are going to be there. They don't understand the gospel. You know, they can't understand, but they will be there. And they will be perfect. They will be understood. They will be understandable. They'll be able to understand the glories of heaven. That's going to be a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing for them. And when that happens, you know. And all the Old Testament saints, all them who have trusted God's word, and people want to argue about how come they're going to be there and how come we have to difference in us. But you see, they trusted in God. And they trusted in God and they looked forward to a Savior that was coming, who is Jesus Christ, who has come. We look backward now to Jesus, who has already come. And so all the saints who have trusted in God of sending Jesus, and all the saints who have trusted in Jesus that God has sent, is going to be there in heaven. Going to be there in heaven. All the saints that God has lived on this earth. Not all the people that's lived on this earth is going to heaven, but all the saints that has lived on this earth, and all the saints that are living when Jesus comes will be in heaven. Will be in heaven. 2 Peter 3:9, Peter says that God is not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. That tells us, you know, God's love is so great. He doesn't desire that anybody be lost. He would desire that everybody would be in his heavenly home, but it's just the truth that it's not that way. We have people who reject, people who are put off, and they're not going to be. Revelation 22:17, Jesus said, come. Come and let him that heareth say, come. Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. That's a wonderful invitation, isn't it? That's a wonderful invitation. I don't understand why anyone can turn down an invitation that God has set forth through Jesus Christ, his Son and our Savior. The Bible plainly says that God doesn't want anyone to be lost. That's why he went out of his way. And I really believe that, you know, just out of his love, God went out of his way to provide a way for us to be able to have eternal life in heaven. He has provided adequate provisions. Some people want to add. They say, hey, I have to do this and this and this and this. No. We just look at what Jesus said. We look at what God has told us. And he has made adequate provisions for the redemption of anyone who will accept it. Now, you know, and I know, there is people today
that hasn't and won't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. There are people today who will not accept God is God. The atheist says there is no God. Well, they don't say that anymore. They say, I don't believe there is a God. But we have some atheists that did die, that has already died, that says plainly and in strong words that there is no God. They've found out, I'm sure. I'm sure. But God has made provisions. And it's not hard. What is that word? His way is not grievous. It's very simple, isn't it? He give it to us with simplicity. Most people can understand. You know, most people have been swimming or know about swimming. They know about what it means to dive underwater. It's easy to do, isn't it, boy? You just, our daughter Ashley, Maxine's right there. Tammy takes Ashley. She uses that for an excuse for herself to go to the pool about every day. But they go down to they belong to the country club. They go to the country club, and it's a great thing. Ashley likes to go there. But so many days, most of the days through the week, there's nobody there. And so they have the pool to themselves. And so one day last week, though, Walton Verona, some class of Walton Verona came out there, and they had rented the pool, they arranged to use the pool. So it was this old school bus kids out there. And Ashley said, boy, they really splash that water when they dive off that board. You know, they know what it is to be underwater. And so isn't it very simple that Jesus says, he that believeth and repent and is baptized, that's put underwater, go underwater. People knows what that means, knows how to. But people reject doing that. And some people teach that's not the mode, that it's got different modes. Oh, no, the Bible doesn't teach that. So, but he's made it so simple, so simple. All you have to do is believe in God. Believe that God really loved you. And believe that Jesus came and went to the cross for you, paid a price that he paid a price for me that I couldn't pay, and he made it possible. He made it possible for this sinner to go to heaven. He's made it possible for me. Possible. But just because God has made it possible doesn't mean that everybody's going. Because some people don't accept what God has done. And it's going to be impossible to get there any other way. Matthew 5:3-10 and Mark 10:14, Jesus explains, and these are not my words, these are Jesus' words. Jesus explains who will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3, most of you know this. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jump on down to the last one, which is verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs are the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says in the book of Revelation, those who endure to the end will I give the crown of life. That's heaven. So simple, isn't it? So simple. The people that will be in heaven will be like in one way. We're all sinners. All sinners. And we've placed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have recognized our need for a Savior, and we have humbly accepted God's offer of forgiveness. See, God offered Jesus a place for our forgiveness. And the question today, I guess, and the thing that if you have accepted Jesus, the thing you need to do is encourage others to do that so that they too will be able to enter heaven. But if you haven't done that, if you haven't accepted God's invitation to receive Jesus as your Savior so that you can be in his heavenly home, we encourage you to come and do it today. As we stand and sing the first verse together. Say, we're all prepared to go to heaven. We're going to encourage your friends, your family members, encourage anyone you come around to that does know Jesus, and encourage them to receive the invitation or answer to the invitation God has given through Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful it will be. God bless you. Have a great day. Have a wonderful week. God's going to bless you. I know that. He does every day, every week. So I know that you're going to have a great week in Jesus. Just trust Him. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this time to come together. We're thankful for your word. We thank you for the hope we have of eternal life. We don't know all about heaven. We don't know all who's going to be there. But we know what the Bible says, and we believe what the Bible says. And we just want to encourage others by it, Heavenly Father. So help us all, Heavenly Father, to endure to the end that truly that we will receive that crown of life that Jesus talks about. We thank you for the people here and their faith and their love and their dedication. So, Heavenly Father, we ask once again that you bless each one present here this morning as they go forth this week. Grant them a good week, a great week. Dear Heavenly Father, a safe week, a productive week, and a joyful week. We pray and thank you for it even now in Jesus' name. Amen.